Jeff?
This is Heath. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, sir? You were trying to get transferred over here to me. My name is Marlon. You were speaking to John a minute
ago. Yeah, I have your other representative on the other line who's probably trying to reach out to you again.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and chat him over here on electronically and let him know that I took over here. Yeah, so just let him know that I'm calling you. So I don't know, that was weird. Were you guys able to hear me, but I couldn't hear you? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Well, regardless, nevertheless, Jeff, my name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were just speaking to a gentleman there by the name of John a minute ago. He is one of our mapping coordinators here for our company, sir. And the gentleman's job today has been to find a quality company in your area so that we can go ahead and refill this listing that opened up on the first page of Google for your line of industry this morning. Now, he was asking me to jump on the line here to see if I can approve a better price here for you. I'll see what I can do since there isn't any contracts and there is no cancellation fees. It does give you the opportunity to kind of give it a shot a month, 2 months, or whatever you want to try it as long as. I'll get into the price in a minute, but do you have any other questions, though, for me aside from the price? Have you ever tried something like this?
What was the company's name?
The company's name? Our company name would be Local Splasher. It's localsplash.com. We've been around for 17 years. I've been with this company for about 9 years now. Okay?
Okay.
So we've been around for quite a while there. And most importantly, which is, should be very important to you, we're actually affiliated with Google directly. We're a premier Google channel partner. So that means that we're one out of eight companies in the entire United States that get assistance in training from Google directly. Okay? So let me actually go ahead and present you with proof of this here. Let me see here. This is the number. Okay, you're at 970-903-7319, right? That's a cell phone, right? Just making sure.
Yes.
Okay, so I am sending you the link to google.com/partners there, Jeff, so that you can verify that you're actually talking to a legit company here. And I like to send that first or in the beginning of my call because I want to make sure that the client feels comfortable who they're talking to. Especially nowadays, you got to be careful. You know what I mean? There's a lot of weird things going on online, and I don't want you to feel like you're getting scammed or something weird like that. Okay? You're able to click on the link if I send it to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead and click on that, and it's going to take you to google.com/partners, and you're going to be able to verify that Local Splash is at the top left-hand corner in black and white, and that is the official website on Google. So no way to fake that, even if we wanted to. You would have to hack into Google, and obviously you're not going to have good luck. Get arrested and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I get
to. Yeah,
my biggest concern is, like, with reviews that I'm looking at right now.
Reviews of our company?
Yeah.
Okay. Which ones are you looking at? Google or?
Yelp.
Okay, yeah, you got to stay away from those. And I'm not saying that just because of us. I mean, even Yelp has bad reviews on their own site. So you got to stay away from Yelp, period. Yelp, okay, just so kind of give you the idea briefly. We used to submit companies to Yelp because we also submit companies to directories, right? And then what they started doing, after we submitted thousands and thousands and thousands of companies there, they started trying to charge our clients money to do ads on Yelp, which is weird because we do Google Ads and Maps together, and that was just to improve their presence online. And then they told their clients that they wouldn't be able to show their positive reviews if they didn't pay fees. And that's stupid. Why can't you show both? You know what I mean? You should be able to show both. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. So, we stopped submitting companies there, and what they did is they did it to us. And then they asked us to pay money to do ads on their, and we're not going to do that. We're like 90% of what they do. So we kind of, we stopped with that partnership there. Not that we ever had a partnership, but we just stopped submitting companies there, and they did the same thing to us. So those are the ones that you don't want to pay attention to because they obviously show whatever they want and just to kind of make you look bad. But the ones you want to look at, the ones that are good and bad, are the Google reviews. Right there, I believe we have 3.9 stars out of 17 years we've been around. I believe it's 3.9 now. But you have a bunch of 5 stars, 4 stars, and 3 stars, etc. You know what I mean? So there's no like, I mean, you got to be careful once you see all like 1 stars, or if you see all 5 stars. That's when it's kind of like, how do you guys have perfect reviews when you've been around for 17 years? It's impossible not to have a bad review, especially if you've been around for a long time. So those are the ones you want to look at. Did you want me to send you the link to it, or you want to just Google it?
Send me the link, yeah. Okay, I'm trying to Google it now, and it's only pulling up Yelp for reviews.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, we've been going through court for that one right there, Jeff. It kind of sucks. And I always, every time we have a meeting, I always inquire about that, because it's pretty stupid that, like, I mean, we're such a good company, and that's one of the first things that that people, because, I mean, people always type in reviews, local splash reviews, and for some reason, those become more relevant because people go to those. People always go to the negative first. It's kind of weird. So people are, I guess.
Like as a carpet cleaner, especially, I have 5-star reviews, and one-star review cost me $3,000, and it was a person that
I'm saying
about a carpet stain that I told them I wasn't going to be able to clean before I even started, and then they told
me
to
buy
it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then complained saying that I didn't get the stain out, and I told them
that. Oh, man. That's terrible. That's pretty spiteful.
So, yeah, so then the 5-star reviews, like, I work for those, and then the 1-star is what the people see. So
yeah, you know, so you know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I try to review first to see if it's a scam or see if it's, like,
I don't blame you, man. I do the same thing. We're all just as humans, because obviously it's a phone call. You don't know Marlon. I'm just a guy here on the phone that called you, but that's exactly why I sent you the link to Google. And I'm going to present everything for you in writing. I mean, and we've been in the same building here in Orange County for 17 years. So to do scams, you got to kind of move all the time. You know, you can't stay at the same location.
And I also, I have a special app that usually flags certain numbers as spam, and yours showed up as spam, so I almost didn't even answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird. So our numbers go through voice over internet. I don't know if you're familiar with that service. If you're a big company and you're doing thousands and thousands of calls a day and incoming calls, then there'll be a pretty big bill if you use like a regular service like AT&T or Sprint or something like that. So what we do is we use, big companies usually use a voice over internet because it's a lot more price for the company. I mean, I'm not the owner of the company. I've been here for 9 years, but that's why they use that service. So it comes in through the internet. That's why it always comes in as local. Some clients think that we do that to kind of trick you guys to pick up the phone, but yeah, that's not how it is though. But you can trust that I'll present you whatever you want also so that you have it in writing as well. But that's why I want to make sure that you're comfortable with who we are. But
okay.
I sent you the link though, by the way. Did you get it? Of the Google reviews? Those are the ones that you can't erase. Even if you're affiliated with Google. It would be kind of cool if since we're a premier Google partner, that Google would let us erase the negative ones, huh? But even we can't do that.
Yeah. So I didn't get that yet, but I'm on Google on my computer right now. How do I find that specific Google reviews instead of the Yelp?
Oh, you didn't get it?
I didn't get it, no.
Okay, let me see. Where did I send it to?
I'm
sorry. You know what? I accidentally sent it to a different number here. I put in a different, I opened up a different tab. It was a client that I spoke to 3 hours ago. Sorry about that. The lady's probably like, what the hell is this? Okay, let me see here. Okay, so, so let me see here. You're not Kathleen, obviously. Okay, let me see. Local Splash Reviews. Okay, there you go. So that's sent. And I don't know if you got the other link also that I sent you.
I just see that one. The partner link I got sent you.
Okay, there you go. And I'm also sending you to back that one up, my name and the company affiliation there. I should say, hi, my name is Marlon. Let's get your business up on Google today. And then www.localsplash.com. You have my info also, and you also get it in writing also, so.
Okay, let me see if I got it. I haven't got it yet, but if I'm on Google, how can I find you guys on the Google review?
Just put Local Splash. Let me see here. The one that I sent you, the link, by the way, it should say
I see it.
Okay.
I found it.
Okay, there you go. So that's a shortcut right there. But it should be easy to find it, so I don't know. Yeah, I just put in local splash.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. So
based in California?
Yes, sir. So yeah, we're right there on Howard Way in Costa Mesa. Yeah, so that's in Orange County. So as you can see, I mean, 600 reviews, well, 3.9 looks like a 4-star to me, though. I don't know. Well, that's probably, but I mean, that's very good, though. 17 years. And you are going to see some 3 stars there, some 4 stars. Like I said, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? But there's
the one that I'm looking at that's kind of relevant that I have a question about is kind of explaining not being able to reach somebody to cancel. So I don't know how easy it would be if I did change my mind to be able to cancel. And
okay,
all
to
that.
Cancel, and it's all recorded. And just so you know, Google also monitors our calls, okay? Mm-hmm. And you will always be able to reach me directly also, okay? I'm not going to disappear on you, man, just because you gave me your card, okay? I'm not going to conduct myself in that manner and do that type of business with you. I would like to always make you feel like you have access to call me if you need to reach me to get a hold of somebody, okay? I don't want you, because I'm your first contact, okay? Marlon, well, obviously, the gentleman you spoke to before was your first contact, but I'm your official contact because I make it official for you. I take your credit card down so that you'll probably be met at Marlon first, and then you'll be met at my company. So I want to make sure that I am active with you, and you can always reach me and let me know. Marlon, I can't get a hold of Bob in the technical department. Please have them call me if you're having trouble with it, and I will make sure that they call you, sir. And I mean, I don't want to disappear. Even though I have thousands of clients I've signed through the 9 years, I like to make sure that my clients I sign up as a director, they have a good experience. So it's easy to cancel. All we ask from you, if you need to cancel, if that ever comes to point, just call us 3 days before your next billing is due out of courtesy so we can cut off contacts with your bank. Because if you call us the same day, then it will take 24 hours to process back to your account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want to just make sure that we have time to, okay, well, next month is disregarded, and that's it. We can part ways. But it's easy to cancel. Totally easy.
Okay.
All right.
So then let's pricing.
Okay. So in the pricing, I'm going to send you, and you said that you did get my my text, right? So I don't know, maybe you have just a little bit of a lag going, but I'm going to send you the pricing page. And the prices are normally pretty high, but I am going to tell you what I'm going to do for you, okay? So normally the let me see, where's the pricing thing here? Man, I'm losing my vision here. Maybe I need glasses too now. Okay, let me see. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm only 42, and my daughter already uses glasses, but I'm thinking maybe I might need some. Starting to see blurry nowadays. Getting to that age, man, that's crazy. Okay, so let me see here.
Until you're 50, and then he starts to use glasses to read.
How old are you?
30.
30? Oh, man. So yeah. I think, I mean, they say is once you get to 40, that's when you had to, like, watch your health even more. You got to eat healthier. Oh, is that right? Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. So that's when you got to kind of, like, that's when you start noticing, oh, man, I'm getting gray hairs. You know what I mean? They're coming out. You know what I mean? So certain things. You don't feel like it, but that's when you start kind of like noticing, like, yeah, you know what?
Reality.
Getting old is real. Yeah. Yep. Getting old is real, man. Wrinkles are starting to come up, and it's like, damn. Yeah. But, yeah, it is what it is, though, man. You know what I mean? You just got to take care of your body, though, man. Like I always say, like I always tell people, I mean, your health is your biggest wealth. You could be a rich guy and have a big old successful company, but at the end, if you're busting your butt and breaking your back and you're just like, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you can't enjoy it, then what's the point, you know? So health is always the first number one thing. So yeah, I sent you the link there to the pricing page. It's just say, Local Splash. Click on the link to see our pricing. localsplash.com/pricing.
Yep. Got it.
And, okay. So now don't faint on me on the prices. Okay. Cause like I said, they're pretty high, usually, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. You're going to see 3 packages there. Let me go ahead and open it up with you there. You're going to see at the top, Locals, take control of your online presence. And, you scroll down. Past proven success, our process, which is what we're doing right now. They, as you can see, the badge again there. Then you have the Essential Pro and the Platinum. Okay. What I would like to do is get you that Platinum package for the price of the Essential. And what I'll even do for you, Jeff, is I'll even waive the setup fee completely. So it won't be $299 on top of $299. You're not looking at $600, your first payment, and $299 every month after. You're looking at straight up $299. Okay. $299 platinum package.
Will that be setting for platinum for more than 1 month, or will it go up to the $599 after the first month?
It will never go up on you, Jeff. It will stay at $299 always, as long as you stay with us, and I will even put it in writing for you that there is no contracts and that it will be $299 month to month on the proposal that I'm going to send you. I just have to modify it because normally they don't allow us to take off the setup fee, especially, they allow us to lower it, but normally not take it off. But I want to make sure you have a good experience and it's very affordable for you. So it's a no-brainer to give it a shot, you know? And also, I see in your profile here, I don't know if this is correct or not, but I am not seeing a website here. Where's the website? Okay. Here it is. I was looking at, your profile, like online, right? And, I guess I was missing a Z on it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There you go. So you have a little logo there. It's a pretty cool little logo. It stands out. It's yellow and blue. It's kind of like cartoony type, right? Is that
it? Are you looking on Google or where are you looking at?
Well, at the website itself. Like literally the website. It has like in the front. Let me make sure it's you though, because sometimes you have a different company with the same name. I see. Okay, let me see. You know what? I think I'm in the wrong one here. CleanCarpetWizard.com. That's not you.
No. Okay. CarpetWizard.info. TheCarpetWizard.info.
.com?
TheCarpetWizard.info.
Oh, it's .info. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, and .com was going to charge me a buttload of money to try to get a .com domain, so I didn't do it.
Okay, you know what? And when I click on that, CarpetWizard.info, it's not going through. Have you had any issues with the website or... like loading up and things?
As long as it's thecarpetwizard.info, it should work because I just pulled it up on my computer just fine.
Oh, okay. The THE, right?
Yeah, THE, thecarpetwizard.info.
Thecarpetwizard.info. Yeah, that's weird. It's not pulling up. Huh. Okay, let me make sure that I got the right link here. So I'm going to go ahead and text you the link that I'm clicking on here, and you go ahead and correct me if I'm missing something there.
Okay.
Let me see here.
I'll send you.
Okay. Yeah. That way I can see when you can see what I was trying to click on. Okay. So while we're waiting for each other's links there, let me go ahead and send you the actual proposal so that way you have in writing everything that we're going to be doing for you. Let me see.
Maybe the HTTP is what caused it to not work. Because when I sent you my text, it shows the picture link.
Okay, let me go ahead and click on the one that you sent me. Let me go ahead and see it here. Okay. You sent the text, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Where is it? The Carpet Wizard info. Okay, there it is. Okay, that's weird. Okay, now it's popping up on yours, and I could have swore that mine said the same thing.
Well, okay, the only difference is HTTP :// sometimes that causes the issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is actually very weird because, I mean, even if you type it in, it should be able to pop up. Nevertheless, yeah. I see your website, and it's very simple, right? I assume that you own the domain name, obviously. So if you're open to it, because there's certain things that I'm looking at we can do for you. You need some more photos. You need some reviews on it. You need some links on it. So if you're open to it, in my behalf, as a thank you for giving us a shot, I can go ahead and see if my company will allow me to include a website for you at no additional cost. We can even use your domain name, mask it, and we'll go ahead and create your brand new website with a lot of more content and using your domain name. Okay? And it'll be free. If you're willing to give me a shot today, I'll even do that for you.
Let me look because I'm actually kind of surprised that because I just added like 6 photos to my Google business page.
You did.
You know why you're not seeing it? Because I'm waiting for a postcard from Google to verify my business before the pictures that I added are publicly visible. That's
okay. Oh, okay. So you're talking about Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about here. Okay, well, look.
I have a Google business account with Google and set up this website.
You're verifying your company name and all that. So what we'll do for you, well, look, I mean, nevertheless, the website thing is easy for us. That's a snap of a finger right there for us. So if we come across any issues with your website, we will go ahead and create your brand new one, and it will be totally free. No matter what point you're at, even if it's 2 weeks down the road, you thought it was going to be working and it stops working, or just because we want to make sure that we equip you with a full-blown website and all the tools that you'll need to be successful on the internet. Okay, so we'll go ahead and take care of that for you. Regardless, if it works, we'll promote it. Cool. If it doesn't work, we'll make a brand new one. Cool. Not a problem whatsoever. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to get this with the $299. You get Google Ads, Google Maps. You get Bing, multiple directory submissions, except for Yelp, unless you really want to be on Yelp. But I recommend don't go on Yelp. So you know what I mean? That's just a bad deal right there. That's probably good for like restaurants and salons, but yeah, that's not a good place to put your company. Aside from that, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, will provide a tracking system for your company, and we'll also go ahead and follow up on your verification with Google to make sure that everything is done correctly, because that is also part of what we do. So in other words, we'll probably end up speeding up the process for you on the verification, because we just call up Google headquarters and we take care of that for you. So you'll be good on that also. Okay. Now I'm sure at $299 with no contracts month to month, at the price that I'm giving you, I'm sure that's gotta be more than enough for you to give me a shot, right? Jeff, can we try it out?
Yeah, I'd like to give it a month shot and see. I'm also working, like I said, with Angie Leads. So I'm trying to get my name out there because I started. So,
You got to, man. You got to. Your presence is very important on online, especially nowadays. Because of the pandemic, it's showing a lot of people, too, that if your name is not out there.
Google searched, yeah. And I tried to Google search myself, and I don't see myself on Google.
And you survived through the whole, through the whole pandemic thing, man. And it's still going on, too. So, but now more than ever, you should see that, look, it's important to have that presence on the internet, because it's not always that you're going to have the physical contact. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're going to need to have that presence to reach people 20 miles away if they need your services. Okay, I'm going to send you your proposal here to your email. What email is that should I send it to? So you can get your everything that we spoke about in writing. So the agreement from Marlon to Jeff and our company is right there in writing. The days it's going to take, everything.
It'll be carpetwizard21@gmail.com.
Carpetwizard21.
This time don't put the in there. Just carpetwizard21. @gmail.com.
Okay. And the phone number you're going to want for the clients to see on the first page of Google, I assume it's this one?
Yeah, 970-903-7319.
All right. And do you have a secondary number for us to contact you in case it's important, or this would be the only number that you have always on you?
This would be it. Yeah. This would be
very good. And Jeff, what is your last name?
Bynum, spelled B as in Bravo, Y as in Yankee, N is in November, U is in uniform, M is in Mike.
Okay. That's it? Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. And the company name, obviously you wanted to show us the Carpet Wizard, or is there an LLC affiliated with that?
So the LLC is JB Limited, doing business as the Carpet Wizard. So.
Let's go ahead and leave it at that, because that's how you're registered as DBA.
The DBA is not registered yet.
Okay.
Officially with the state. So the LLC is, with the tax ID number using my social is, JB Limited.
Okay, but you are going by the Carpet Wizard, right? That's how you
correct.
Want to be found? Okay.
Getting
so
the DBA going on that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, no worries. So, I mean, that's not something that we require or policing. That's obviously in process. So, we'll take care of that. If any changes or updates ever need to be made, just give us a call and we'll go ahead and update things for you. Also, if you ever change your locations, we'll go ahead and re-verify you also as well. And it doesn't cost extra. That's just what we do for you. Okay. And I have an address here. I assume this is where you're expecting that Google PIN code. Is it 485 Ramblin' Acres Road, Clifton, Colorado, 81520?
Yep.
Okay. And I assume that this is a home. You want us to hide this address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We'll go ahead and hide that for you. And let me see here. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and read your 90-second voice verification to obviously go ahead and put everything on record here. And I'm going to go ahead and put your company on the calendar here to speak to my technician so that we can get on the keywords, okay? And also the details on the website and the color. If you want us to create one, we'll go ahead and discuss all those little details, also the cities that you want to target. But before I do that, how did you want to make all this official there, Jeff? Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover? What would you like to use for that $299, sir?
It'll be a Visa. Hold on, let me find out where I put my wallet.
Yes, sir.
All right. 4465.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Let me, is it your name on the card? Do you have a middle initial?
It's Jeffrey.
Okay, so then that's, okay, very good. So that's how you're going to get your terms and conditions, okay? So that way, let me go ahead and fix that for you. My company's pretty strict about that stuff, and you got to respect that because they want to make sure you're protected. It's not about me, it's about you. So Jeffrey, right? And then you said middle name or no middle name?
Not on the card.
Okay, and Bynum, right? If I'm saying that right? Okay.
Yep.
And the same billing address, I assume? Jeff?
The billing address, probably, I haven't updated it with the post office, so I'm not sure, but I would just go with yes on that.
Okay, we'll go ahead and try it, and if anything's going to let me know. Okay, now go ahead. The Visa should start with a 4.
4465.
Okay.
4205.
Okay.
7227.
Okay.
9537.
Okay. And the expiration?
125. I'm getting another call. I don't know who that is, so I'll leave them. And then the zip code is 81520.
Okay. 120. And the 3 in the back?
032.
Okay, very good. So now I'm going to read you the verification. While I'm reading this verification there, Jeff, you're going to receive your receipt. And also please save that receipt because it's also for your tax records. When you do your taxes, show your tax guy. If you got a tax guy that does it, this is considered a tax write-off. I mean, obviously you know that. I don't have to tell you that. So it's going to help you with your taxes. You know what I mean? So it's a tax write-off. So with that said, the receipt is going to say local splash initial invoice. And once you receive that, go ahead and click on the link that says click here, subscription terms. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to the top. It says terms of experience. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then go ahead and put in your name at the bottom, and also click that little checkbox that says I am the certified holder of this card, because obviously it's your card. Okay?
Another call, like 2 calls back to back. I don't know.
Do you think it's business or some telemarketers or some weird stuff?
I don't know. It's just, who knows? I'm not the first page of Google yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be crazy, right? Magic button?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'll be crazy.
Not me.
Hey, hopefully. I mean, well, at least as long as you don't accept that, you don't have to pay for it, right? So you're good on that?
Say again?
As long as you don't accept it, you don't have to pay for it, right?
As far as I can tell, the leads that are sent to me, I pay for. I'm trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. If I accept a lead or don't accept a lead. Optional leads, I can say no. The ones they send me, I think I have to pay for, which is something I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to be careful with that. Yeah, you got to be careful with that, Jeff. You know what I mean? So it's I would definitely not rather pay for a lead. I'd rather get that phone call, whether that call goes and we close out the deal and they turn out to be a loyal client later on, then, I mean, obviously, at least you don't have to pay for that lead. And if it doesn't go well, then at least you don't have to worry about paying for it. You know what I mean? That's the good thing about the whole, like, Google thing. And it's not even an app. It's something that we all have in our phones installed already. People just got to Google for the service and you're good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Check to see if you got that email. You should have gotten it. Maybe that's what you're getting, the text is from my company to give you the
The basics of Google advertising. The proposal.
Okay, that's from me right there, so that you have everything that we spoke about that we're doing. So the one that you want to look for is the one that says local splash initial invoice. And that one's going to have
Does security accept terms?
Yes, terms of experience, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom. It's going to give you like a little rundown of everything that we're going to be doing for you.
So what I do want to ask you about too is it looks like the Google advertising is $100. So what in the other $200 is included? Google Ads investing, you know, like if I were to spend the $300 on just standard ads or whatever.
We're gonna balance it out. A portion of it goes to the local listing, which is the maps, and a portion of it goes to the ads, right? So all that is already together with you, and you don't ever have to pay anything extra. If you go through Google directly, you get clicked off. I have a client that literally was wasting about, and I say wasting because he wasn't making any back. Because it's tough to do these tedious Google ads if you actually want to do it. You kind of do have to devote 70% of your time and kind of stop doing what you actually are doing. You know what I mean? Instead of doing cleaning carpets, you're going to be stuck behind a computer trying to do your ads, and this gentleman is wasting about $2,000 a week and getting clicked off. With us, we are a premier Google channel partner, so we go directly through Google, and we handle all that for you, so you don't have to. If you ever, you're going to have your dashboard, right? So when you have your dashboard, you're going to be able to see the results that you're getting from our services, and you're going to be able to see if you're getting more calls from the ads versus the local listing. And then after that point, you can go ahead and decide if we tell you, hey, you know what, we feel like that if you invest like another $50 on the ads, you can actually double your profit, then you can decide after that point. Okay. But for now, this should be totally sufficient, especially since you're in the carpet industry. You should be good. Okay. Now let me see here. So yeah, go ahead and click on that link that says, don't click on the link that says opt out. Click on the link that says,
Okay. The only caveat is they're specific about my name is it's spelled J-E-S-S-E-R-Y.
Okay. How did I spell it? Oh man.
R-E-Y, which is what a lot of people do. It's
Really? How do you spell it?
J-E-S-S-E-R-Y.
E-R-Y. Okay. Okay, so go ahead and sign in as it is right there, but I'm going to go ahead and update that right now so that way you everything is corrected after. But since that's already there, we'll go ahead and sign it like that. And I apologize for that. That's very original. Totally made it original, huh? You probably get that messed up on a lot of things, I bet.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's totally like
Windows print screen copies of this, too, just to be able to review it.
Yes, sir.
Cancel our services at any time by contacting client support. Call us less than 3 days. Got that.
Okay. And I'm going to go in and read you that, the verification as well right now. I just want to make sure that you have that right there. So while you're getting that taken care of, while you're signing that and it's going to prompt you to put in a username and password, let me go ahead and read you the verification. So welcome to Local Splash. Voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The Carpet Wizard.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Jeffrey Bynum, owner.
Thank you. You are the authorized user of this card, and you're authorized to make this decision here for the Carpet Wizard, Mr. Jeffrey?
Correct.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So the initial term and account setup is being charged today, which is October the 8th, 2021, and the lowered amount for the Platinum package, which also will include a website, and there isn't any contracts, there's no cancellation fees, so I want to put that on record. And if you wish to discontinue, call us 3 days before your next billing is due and cancel it out. You can call the phone line at our company. It's the same on the email, same in the text. I'm also texting it to you right now, but I'm going to put it verbally for the record. 877-635-6225. Extension number 1 for customer support. And if you need to reach me, it's extension number 622. And my name is Marlon, M-A-R-L-O-N. Okay. I just sent you a text with customer service phone line. Okay. And the username and password, you don't have that right now, Jeff. So you're going to get that once you do your client interview. Today, I believe they don't have anything available. So I want to get you first thing in the morning, if possible, on Monday. We are at 2:13 right now. What time is it where you're at? I think you guys are 1 hour difference where you're located, right?
3:13 for me. I'm 1 hour past you.
Okay, 1 hour. So the first thing I have available on Monday is 7 o'clock. So that will be anything that I say is going to be 1 hour after. So I got 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 1 o'clock and I got 2 o'clock, which would be preferable.
Let's do 9 your time, 10 mine. So 9 your time.
Okay, so let me see here. So it's 9 o'clock our time?
Correct.
Okay. And let me see here. Okay, and I'm also going to go ahead and send you a reminder here to your Google Calendar. I don't know if you use that pretty often.
I can use it. I need to use it more often. I'm trying to get implemented with everything. There's obviously so many different things I'm running with Angie Leads, you, my ads, my website.
Right. And that's actually a pretty good thing right there. You know what I mean? So, and matter of fact, I'm with you on that, man. So I literally work, I mean, it's kind of ironic that I work for a company affiliated with Google and I don't use my Google Calendar as much as I should. But when I do, it's very convenient because it literally reminds you of appointments and things like that. You know what I mean? So unless it's prompted to me, I don't actually use it, you know what I mean? But I kind of been starting to, but it's very convenient though. Either way, I'll send it to you right now. So it's on your Google Calendar as well to kind of remind you of your appointment. So it's going to be between, 10 and 11 o'clock your time. Okay. 9 o'clock our time. All right. For your client interview. Now, for the keywords and all, let me go ahead and leave some notes here for my technician that's going to call you on Monday. And we're almost done here. Thank you for your patience there, Jeff. I don't want to keep you hostage here all day with me. I know you want to get on with your Friday, man. Let me see here. So what are three services?
Hold on just a second. How long will it take to update my Google Calendar with that info? Because I just hopped on there and I don't see that.
Okay. Usually they do it the same day, a couple hours before. Sometimes it does go through, but since it's on a Friday, they'll probably notify you on a Friday. Because, I mean, if they remind you today, then you might forget Saturday and Sunday. But you're pretty good at remembering that type of stuff, right? Me, I kind of need the reminders.
I've got it written down on a spreadsheet that I'm about to print with all of the phone numbers and all that stuff.
Too. Okay, there you go. So you're pretty organized. So, yeah, you got this, man. Someone like me would need a reminder. I need to like write the stuff down because
I
got four kids, man, and I got so much going on. So sometimes it's too easy to just kind of like, oh man, I forgot about this or that. Yeah. So let me see. Either way, you're going to get it right there. And, on the website, I'll go ahead and put that you have one, but, we also spoke about making a brand new one in case, the one that you have is not working properly or if we can make it better. So we'll go ahead and discuss those options of, will it benefit me? Will it not benefit me on, Monday? And Monday falls on the, Monday's the 11th.
Okay.
And, let me see here. And aside from that, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the rest of the tedious notes here myself. So that way you don't have to stay on the line with me, in silence while I do all this. But what is your mileage that you want to target there, Jeff? What did you say your miles were?
20 mile radius.
20-mile radius. Okay, very good. And if you ever want to change that, we'll also go ahead and do that for you. It doesn't cost extra to make changes like that. And you have your domain in the profile. Okay, so I got everything ready here. So if you happen to get any phone calls from any company claiming to be Google that they can do it for less or that you got to pay more money, please disregard. Okay, you're already working with us and you already paid your fee. You don't have to pay a penny more. If you get any of these type of phone calls, try to write down the phone number. So we can report these numbers to Google since we're a premier Google channel partner. So that way you focus more on your client calls versus someone trying to get you to give them their money, give them your money. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you can't write it down, and then we're going to process that for you. Aside from that, welcome aboard. Thank you for giving us a shot, Jeff, and God bless, and I wish you nothing but success 2021, and please stay in contact with me. Let me know how things are going. You don't got to call me all the time. I know you're a busy man. You can just shoot me a text or email. Let me know, Marlon, things are going great, or Marlon, need to get a hold of this technician. He's not calling me back, and I'll make sure they call you ASAP, okay? Any other questions, you can ask away on Monday, or you can shoot me an email on the weekend, and I'll make sure someone calls you right away, okay? Any other questions that you have for me today, Jeff, or are you good to go today?
I think we're good to go for now. Now, my only question, I guess, would be, is my presence on Google going to be immediate, or do I need to wait until Monday for the final bit?
Well, it wouldn't be. Yeah, we have to go through the process first on the client interview, because obviously we don't want to just throw you on the first page, because we don't know what you really want to show up for, what cities you want to target. So the process after that is we have to get the Google PIN code verification process, right? So we're going to speed that up for you. Also, we're going to get your Google Ads going within 7 to 10 days. Your website, if we make you one, will be ready within 3 to 5 days. Your Google, directory listings will be ready within about 6 to 12 days. Your Alexa Google Home would be between 10 to 12 days. So we have different things that we're going to be doing for you that will take a different amount of time, but obviously we're going to be working your money. So the first things first, don't miss your appointment on Monday, because that's how we get to know your company and how to list your company. All right?
Yeah, the biggest thing was for me, if it's going to take almost 2 weeks to get everything going, am I going to be essentially charged the next month worth of platinum? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or is it retroactive? Because from the time that I pay for it, getting it going, if it's not up for up to 12 days, then I'm out the 200 some odd bucks or whatever, and I'm not even on the stuff yet.
Right. And I've seen clients go up there very quick there, Jess. So I don't want you to get the idea. I mean, that's just the window that they give us here. And so usually it's quicker than that or whatever. And plus, keep in mind, you're already in the process of verifying your company. We're just going to speed that up for you. The thing that takes the longest is the map section, because Google is very strict, as they should be, to make sure that you're the guy that owns the company and you're the real person verifying that company at that address. Because believe it or not, there's a lot of companies out there that may be using your address as we speak, and you didn't even know. You know what I mean? So that's to protect you. So that's why the process is slower on that. The Google ads are quick. 7 to 10 days, you're already up on the ads, but we just want to make sure we verify you correctly and that we do the ads correctly. Also, during the holidays, you can put up coupons and things like that also. So keep that in mind to help you advertise a little better. But we'll go ahead and discuss the details on Monday and everything, and stay in touch. Aside from that, let me know how things are going.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. You have yourself a great weekend, man. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Don't miss your appointment, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Have a good day, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, before you leave,
yes, sir.
The appointment, am I getting a phone call for the appointment?
Yeah, you're going to get called about three times, and I'm going to put in right here to also text you just in case, so that way you know that it's us.
Start the appointment if it's an email-based, like video chat.
Oh, it's a phone call. Yeah, it's a phone call, and you don't have to be in front of your computer or anything like that. They just want to kind of like do the client interview, so they tell you like, okay, what you want to focus on more. Was it because you want? Was it because you don't want? And what do you want to do on the website situation? Okay. If you want to keep that one, and then we'll go from there.
I'll have my phone with me. That's all.
Okay. Just be attentive to your phone around. Like, they'll call you between 10 and 11. So just kind of like have an eye on the phone at that time.
Will do. Have a
all
good
right,
day.
Jeff. Okay, you too. Likewise, my man. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Have a great day.
Bye.